Chapter 2. A Strange Light in the Window. Sanjay, Davy, Ella and Lou turn the corner. They are on a wider, darker street now. It has bigger houses and lots of trees. There are large, expensive cars in front of many of the houses. The children start knocking on doors. Sometimes they get chocolate and sweets, but often no one opens the door.
Mum told me about this street. These people here have a lot of money, says Lou. And they don't want to talk to us, says Ella.
Maybe they're frightened of our costumes, says Davy.
The children come to a big old house with a dark roof and three tall chimneys. On the door are the words Three Chimneys House.
This house is much older than the other houses on this street, says Sanjay. It's 500 years old, I think.
Did your dad teach you that too?
Says Davy and smiles.
It's very dark and scary, says Ella. Let's go. I'm frightened.
But look, there's an orange light in the attic window, says Davy. There's someone in the house.
The children go up to the house's huge brown door. Lou knocks on it and the children wait. But they hear nothing from inside the house.
Okay, let's go, says Lou. I don't like it here. It's scary.
Suddenly, there is a noise. Then the brown door slowly opens. An old man with a kind face and strange clothes stands behind the door. His hair looks very white.
Can I help you? He asks.
Trick or treat!
Say the children. The man looks at them for a few seconds. Then he smiles.
Oh, is it Halloween?
He says.
Yes, of course it is. It's the 31st of October. But what does trick or treat mean?
The children are confused.
You don't know trick or treat? You have to give us a treat. You must give us chocolate or sweets, or we'll play a trick on you, says Sanjay.
The old man looks at them.
Oh, it's a game? Yes, I understand,
he says after a second.
Then I must find you a treat. I don't have any sweet things, but I can find you something nice.
He goes back into the house. The children are surprised.
Why did the old man speak so strangely? And why is he wearing those strange old clothes,
thinks Sanjay.
Is trick-or-treating fun?
The children look down. A small boy is at the door. He wears a short coat and trousers. He looks like a boy from an old book.
Yes, it is, says Sanjay.
I want to trick-or-treat too, says the boy sadly. I love sweet things and playing tricks.
What's your name? Asks Ella.
It's Joe Turner, says the boy. Please, can I come with you?
Will your father be okay with that? Asks Sanjay.
The old man comes back to the door and stands behind Joe.
I'm Matthew Turner, Joe's grandfather. Joe's staying with me because his mother is ill. I'm happy for him to go with you. He doesn't have much fun here. But you must bring him back home safely.
Sanjay looks at Lou, and Lou looks at Davy and Ella. Do they want Joe to come with them? But they are kind children, and they have to say yes.
Of course you can come with us, says Sanjay. We're going to a friend's Halloween party later, and you can come to that too. We'll bring you home after that.
A party? Oh, that's wonderful, says Joe.
I found a treat for you, says Joe's grandfather.
He gives Sanjay a small white figurine of a man. He wears strange clothes and has a huge beard on his face.
Thank you,
says Sanjay, but he feels very confused.
What a strange treat, he thinks. But it's very old. Dad will be interested, I think.